Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are in the middle of our week together going through a section of Colossians chapter 1. And if you weren't able to join us throughout this week so far, I want to encourage you to go listen to the last two episodes. We've made it through two sentences or one and a half sentences. Basically one sentence, actually. What am I thinking? I was thinking we made it through more than we did, because the passages we're reading from Colossians 1 are so rich. We're focusing this week on the supremacy of Christ. And on Monday, we talked about Jesus as the image of the invisible God. And I think sometimes we read things like this and we're like, cool, we see God, yay. And we don't even think about the weight of that. And I think this happens so much with so many spiritual things of, we're so used to saying it. We're so used to thinking about it. We're so used to being like, okay, yeah, he's saying these things of like, God has become man. And it's this really intense, beautiful, amazing reality. And that weight is oftentimes, I don't think about it in my normal life. And so I think part of what we're wanting to do is to say, Lord, help us with the weight of this. Help us to actually experience, as we're reading this word, the weightiness of like, holy cow. I'm not talking about an emotional experience, but what we talked about on Monday was the weightiness of that God has been made visible to us. God, the center of the universe, the creator of the universe, has been made visible to us. And yesterday we talked about, again, this amazing reality. Jesus, he's not created like every other creature. He's not created. He's begotten from the Father. He exists eternally from the Father. And in that existence, he at the same time comes to earth to establish a new race of men. That in him, new creatures are formed. In him, a new race of people to actually unknot what Adam did. Eve's disobedience, it talks about how Mary carrying Jesus helps to undo Eve's disobedience. And Jesus comes and he's born of a woman. He's not created, but he's a firstborn of a new creation that we're a part of. And we need to see ourselves as part of this new creation, that God has come to make us part of a new creation. So go ahead and listen to yesterday in talking about that. And so we're going to continue on today talking about who Jesus is. A deeper revelation from the Father. A deeper knowledge of who he is. The Father giving us the Son. The Holy Spirit showing us this is who Jesus is. A.W. Tozer has this great quote where he says, "The most important thing about you is what you believe about God, because it determines everything else." And so let's go ahead and pray again. Let's go ahead and pray and come before the Holy Spirit and just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to us in a deeper way. So if you'll join me, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Jesus, you are the center. There is no one else who is worthy, no one else who is glorious, no one else who we should give our praises to but you. And Lord, we want to see you. It's the cry of our hearts to see you. It's the cry of our hearts to know you. And as we see you, we long for you more. We're both satisfied and we long in a deeper way for you. As we read today's passage, Lord, enlighten our hearts and our minds. Guide us in where you want us to go, Holy Spirit, that even in this conversation together, as we read your word, we would bear fruit for the kingdom of God. Because the fruit of seeing Jesus isn't nothing. It's not just sitting. The fruit of seeing Jesus is holiness. The fruit of seeing Jesus is wonder and awe. The fruit of seeing you, Lord, is being transformed in the power of the Spirit and going out into the world. So help our vision so that we can love you. And as we love you, we bear great fruit. We ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and read He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities and authorities. All things were created through him and for him. For he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you who once were estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which has been preached to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Yesterday and the day before, we got through that verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him, all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. So everything exists in him. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit create together, the Spirit as the power of creation. And the Father chooses to have everything created through his Son. Everything is created through Jesus in heaven and on earth, angels. Everything exists through Jesus, visible and invisible. And I love that it says whether thrones or dominions or principalities or authorities. What are thrones and dominions and principalities and authorities? I think some of that is like obvious, right? Okay, we know what a throne is. It's like a king, you know, a king sitting on the throne. We know what that is. But Paul talks about this a lot. We see it in Ephesians. We see it in Romans. That the reality is many of these churches, they were living in physical places where they were under the rule of Caesar. They were under a different rule where the person was saying, I am the principality and power. What is the principality and power at hand? I am the principality and power. That's what these rulers were saying. And so Paul's saying, no, no, no. God, Jesus, all of the principalities and powers, any principality that exists, any power that exists, exists in him. Everything is in him and through him. Any throne, the queen, this is a dumb example, but the Queen of England, all the way back to Alexander the Great, every power on earth exists in Jesus. Every authority, even human authority, because all authority comes from a source of good authority. But even if it gets twisted by ego and pride, that's not godly authority. But authority and power itself belong to God, belong to Jesus. And so there's a way of saying all of these created things, the flowers that you see, the people that you're walking with, the human soul, everything, it's created through the Son. And in this, we see how much the Father values and honors the Son, that he's saying everything that exists, even the human race, I'm choosing to create it through my Son. I want it to all exist in him. And then furthermore, not the, even the created things, but the things that we're seeing, the invisible powers, all power and authority, I want it to find root in my Son. There's other places, all power and authority has been given to the Son. This is what the Son thinks of the Father. It's how much he values him. That all thrones and dominions, principalities and powers exist through him. All thrones, think of that. Every king that has ever been seated on a throne. Every throne that has ruled over nations. It exists in Jesus. It's again a nod, a description of the supremacy of Christ. So these phrases in kind of this early Christian and Jewish worldview, principalities, dominions, authorities, are understood as referring to spiritual power or ranks of angelic beings. There is no spiritual power that is either equal to or independent from him. Everything that exists, physical and spiritual, owes its existence to him. Everything is created through the Son. Everything is created through the Son. All things were created through him. And then here's this. All things were created for him. First, those created things, flowers. There's this beautiful poem that I love by Sister Ruth Burrows, and it's about creating a garden for God in our heart. And it was like, I wasn't concerned. I didn't feel that it was a good garden. I didn't feel that it was beautiful. I never even ended up knowing if it was beautiful or how it looked, but I knew that it was for him. All created things for him. But all powers and authorities and thrones, rightly ordered authority, is for him. Everything points back to God. You know, I used to work as a lobbyist in St. Paul, and in St. Paul, the way that it's that they have a beautiful Capitol building, and then they also have a beautiful cathedral. It's one of the most amazing in America, I think, really only to be rivaled by St. Louis, is what I've heard. It's stunning. And the way that they built it is from the cathedral, you can see the Capitol, and from the Capitol, you can see the cathedral. But actually, physically, the cathedral is built up higher because it was supposed to remind the legislators as they looked out the window that their ultimate authority was God. That authority exists through him and for him. And there's a way that even on a larger, of course, scale, we need this reminder. Governments exist for him. Kings and queens exist for him. No one has power outside of God. We see this even when Jesus is talking to Pilate and he says, you would not have power if it had not been given to you. That even God, he allows earthly power, but it's all rooted in his authority, because there's no authority and power outside of Jesus. Because the Father, again, he's saying, what I have chosen is to give all authority and power, all final say, to my Son. And so all those things exist for him. And so here's a question, friends. The things in our lives, our house, our car, our money, nature, our feelings, our emotions, our relationships, our friends, our family, our kids, our eternal souls, all of it is created for him so that we can give it as a gift back to him and he takes delight in us. So I think today to ask this question, how are all the things that I have, how are all the things that I am, how is it for him? How am I giving it back to him? How am I allowing him to delight in me? How was it for God? So I think asking that and allowing the Holy Spirit to move us to have this conviction to say all things were created in him. The Father has given all this to him and all of it is for him. How am I living my life in a way that all exists in him and all exists for him? Because God, Jesus, it already belongs to you, but I want to give it back to you. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.